Speaker Bill O'Brien's move breaks with the tradition of holding public hearings on serious education funding amendment proposals. House leadership did invite the governor to present his plan to the full body. The governor declined. O'Brien says the chamber is likely to vote on a plan passed by the Senate the same day they take up the governor's. The speaker says he wants to break up what he calls the logjam of competing constitutional amendments.
Our hope is to deal with them. If members of the House support the governor's language, then let that be the solution. If they don't, then let's put it aside.
Many House Republicans oppose Lynch's amendment on the belief that it preserves court oversight and gives the state too much power to establish standards. Democrats denounced the move, saying the decision locks out the public from testifying. For NHPR News, I'm Dan Gorenstein.